This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, so quick, what has been 6 months away for nigh on 2 years now and has yet to arrive? If you said recession, thank you very much for being a loyal and attentive listener to this program. I mention it as a way to frame this morning's economic data, the Index of Leading Economic Indicators. Just like it sounds, it's supposed to give us a sense of where the economy might be going, leading versus lagging, right? Anyway, in December, for the 21st straight month, the LEI fell. That is to say, indicated that the economy is going to get worse. 21 months with a recession that's supposed to be just around the corner. Go figure that out. Anyway, elsewhere in the American market economy, shares of chipmaker NVIDIA kept on climbing today. The company makes state-of-the-art processors that power artificial intelligence, for which there seems to be insatiable demand right now. The AI boom has, of course, been transforming the technology sector, and there are plenty of predictions about how it's going to change the rest of the economy, too, as it becomes increasingly capable of doing basically human work. There is some new research out of MIT, though, that suggests that might not happen as much as we fear or hope, depending on where you sit, because paying human workers can actually be cheaper than buying into all that new tech, as Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports.
Take that, robots. We humans might actually be a pretty good deal. The MIT working paper found that it would be cost-effective to use AI in less than a quarter of the work it could technically do. Neil Thompson is the director of the Future Tech Research Project at MIT, which conducted the analysis.
Sometimes you just need such a high quality of system. Building an AI system with that level of quality can often be very, very expensive.
Now, the kind of AI MIT was looking at wasn't the new buzzy ChatGPT. They looked at work that could be done using computer vision systems, which analyze images or video. That work includes everything from reading an X-ray to doing quality control inspections of, say, flour at a bakery. And investing in automation may only make sense for big companies that would use it a lot.
We think about self-checkout lines, right? We do see them at Walmart and Costco. We don't see them at the corner store.
But new generative AI systems like ChatGPT have the potential to be more disruptive, says Anton Korenek, an economist at the University of Virginia.
They can perform a wide variety of tasks with much less customization.
Businesses don't need to spend a lot on new hardware or software to use a chatbot that's available for free or a low monthly fee. Though they probably will want to customize it to minimize security risks or mistakes, says Emily Rose McCray, an analyst at Gartner.
You might get your own version of the tool that you can fine-tune, but that fine-tuning costs money.
And the low prices AI companies are charging now aren't coming close to covering their costs, says Dylan Patel at SemiAnalysis.
These massive models cost hundreds of millions of dollars to train and billions of dollars to use.
He estimates ChatGPT costs OpenAI and Microsoft about $700,000 a day to run, thanks to its extensive computing and server demands. And that's before dealing with all those copyright infringement lawsuits. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.